Welcome to Your Inner Radiance, your new go-to for self-love practices, yoga lifestyle inspiration, and Ayurvedic tips to support you to uncover your inner radiance. Hey, and welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Your Inner Radiance. I am your host, Lily. And today I'm going to talk about allergies because the allergy season is fast approaching if you live in the Northern Hemisphere like I do. And if you are affected by seasonal allergies, you know that it can be like really horrible. Some people really suffer from seasonal allergies. And so I want to share a little bit of Ayurvedic understanding of allergies and then some tips for reducing your difficult experience this spring and summer of allergies. So let's start with the basics. Allergies are when the body decides to see something which is normally harmless as a pathogen, and then it mounts an excessive defense against it. There are three kinds of allergies: food allergies, airborne allergies, and contact allergies. Extra mucus is one of the ways the body tries to push out the supposed invader, especially to airborne allergies like pollen. Tears as well. So the Ayurvedic understanding is that there are various factors that come together to cause allergic reactions. These are a combination of genetics, weak Agni, the digestive fire, which I've talked about in a previous episode. You can learn more about that if you scroll down. A dosha imbalance. Also, I explain about the doshas, which is a good fundamental understanding to have when we're talking Ayurveda. And then finally, an accumulation of ama, which means toxins in the body. Ama comes from our environment, stagnant emotions, poorly digested food primarily. So we can't do anything about our genetics, but we can improve our Agni, balance our doshas, reduce our ama to alleviate the aggravating and disruptive effects of allergies. And we can also take care to avoid some of the factors that can make allergies worse. And I'll get to that in a moment. So according to Ayurveda, digestive imbalance is related to the majority of diseases. It's definitely involved in seasonal allergies because when our digestion is optimal and we are processing our food well, we are also best aligned to process all those other things that life throws at us, including things like pollen. So there are some basic Ayurvedic approaches to boost your digestive fire and balance your doshas and cleanse yourself of ama to reduce seasonal allergies. So ideally, when we have that transition from winter to spring, we call this time of year kapha season. So winter was like cold and heavy, and the snow created this thick blanket. And then as it starts to melt in the spring and it turns to mud season, all the qualities of mud season are the qualities of kapha. Kapha is earth and water. So things like heaviness, stickiness, density, thickness, viscosity, all of those qualities that we feel like in the mud, also those same qualities, for example, that we feel when we're all stuffed up and mucousy when we have allergies. So if we don't take some steps to cleanse, to clear out the heaviness that we accumulated in winter, all of the kapha that accumulated, then we're going to suffer worse from not only seasonal allergies, but also a feeling of heaviness and sluggishness and slow digestion come spring. So if we do some kind of Ayurvedic reset, cleanup, we often hear about Ayurvedic cleanses in the spring, we can reset our digestion and reduce the intensity of allergies when the pollen peaks later in the spring and the early summer. So now is the time to do it, and there are plenty of, you know, resources online for learning how to do an Ayurvedic cleanse. You can reach out to me so that we can come up with a specifically tailored plan for you, for your dosha, for your constitution. My friend Jackie just leads online cleanses, and she has one coming up in May. And her and I are actually teaming up to offer an Ayurvedic reset retreat in Sedona this spring, May 10th through 13th. There are still a few spots left. You'll learn a lot about cleansing, about Agni, about the foods to make, how to make them. And we'll also be hiking and swimming and all kinds of good things. But anyway, moving on, from cleansing, there's more we can do to support ourselves to reduce allergy symptoms. So because we consider the symptoms of allergies, like specifically that like heavy clogged feeling of mucus, the qualities of mucus are all kapha, thick, slimy, sticky, heavy, wet. Kapha is what we want to reduce. So when we have aggravated kapha, it causes stickiness, dullness, and heaviness in the body. So we're going to want to start in the springtime reducing kapha, and there's a lot of ways to do that. So for example, in terms of our diet, we want to reduce kapha foods. Kaphic foods are all kinds of heavy, cold, damp, dense things. So for example, cheese. We want to reduce cheese in the spring. If you think about cheese, thick, sticky, heavy, you know, especially when it's melted, it's kind of like that same consistency of mucus. We want to equally reduce creamy, heavy sauces made from, you know, dairy products especially. And then other things that can clog us up are processed foods, fried foods, leftovers, and then ice drinks, because it's so cold. It cools off our Agni, that fire that we're trying to increase now to burn away that heavy stagnation of wintertime. Also red meat. Red meat can be very medicinal at certain times and for certain people. It's building, it's nourishing, it helps build our muscles and bones. But at the springtime, it can be very clogging and heavy and just create ama. So reducing these kinds of foods can reduce your ama and help clear the path for clarity. So you want to instead focus more now on fresh veggies, mostly steaming them, lightly sauteing them, especially greens. You want to eat plenty of fruits, light grains like oats and quinoa, brown rice, barley, couscous, even bulgur wheat. That's actually what I'm making for dinner. You want to have legumes for your protein, especially instead of red meat, but you can have some light poultry meat too. But lentils and mung beans are excellent choices this time of year. And then plenty of digestive spices. So cumin, coriander, cinnamon, pepper, saffron, turmeric, basil, cayenne, pippali, and more. And then you want to be light on the fats, but of course you always want to have some amount of healthy fats. So this time of year, really focusing on small, healthy amounts of olive oil, ghee, avocado oil, but not too much. We kind of can go lighter this time of year. And then we can specifically employ some Agni Dipana, some digestive kindling, to really prepare our body to digest food better so that we're not left with partially digested food. So for example, a wonderful traditional Agni Dipana would be, it's called like a ginger pickle. You'll take a slice of fresh ginger, squeeze some lime on it, put a dash of salt on it, and chew it up a little while before your meals. Another option is to have a teaspoon of trikatu, which is a traditional formula of some pungent spices, with a spoonful of honey before your meals or with your meals. And then having a digestive tea such as a chai or a cumin, coriander, fennel tea, CCF tea. All these things can boost our digestive power and help us digest not only our foods, but help to burn up ama in our body through our digestive tract. So in terms of other things that can cause kapha to build up that you might want to consider that are like you might not have thought of them. This was new to me a few years ago. One of my teachers said, when you get out of the shower or the bath and your hair is wet and then you go, you know, out into your day, especially if it's still spring and it's not really hot out, and so then your head is wet and cold. Those are the two primary qualities of kapha. So you actually want to dry your hair, which was a revelation for me because I never used a hair dryer really before. I didn't care that much about my hair. I've never been like a big hair dresser kind of gal, but I learned that and it makes sense. If you're walking around with a cold, wet head, you're inviting sinus congestion because there's this principle in Ayurveda, like increases like, and opposites decrease. So if you have a cold, wet head, it's heavy, it's damp, it's going to increase kapha, and that can in turn increase congestion. So thinking about all of those kinds of qualities that you can reduce. So anything that creates extra heaviness, stickiness, coldness, you want to reduce and instead favor things that are light and clear and warm this time of year. All of these things are going to not only boost your digestive power, help you digest better. That will help you to clear away any stagnation, any ama from winter. And what that does is it prepares your body to be an optimal digestive form to digest the pollen that comes your way. There are a few more suggestions Ayurveda has specifically for allergies. So this time of year, if there is pollen, it might be good for you to use a neti pot. That's that when you mix up warm water with a little bit of salt, non-iodized salt, and you pour it through each nostril. They make special kinds of like little, they look like kind of mini little teapots or little squeeze bottles for this. You want it to be warm but not hot. And so that warm salt water will go in and rinse your sinus passages, loosening up sticky congestion in your sinuses and clearing out the allergens, clearing out the pollens and pathogens in the mucous membranes. And then if you do use a neti pot, you're going to want to wait a little while on this one to let any water that was poured into your nostrils to come out. So maybe 30 minutes after doing that or a different time of the day. I like to do this morning and evening is nausea oil. So this is where you get a medicated oil. Traditionally, it would be like a sesame oil with herbs infused into it like eucalyptus and brahmi. And you just squeeze a few drops into each nostril and inhale. This will also nourish and lubricate your sinus passages. But you actually don't want to do this if you have an active sinus infection because that can actually spread the infection deeper. But generally, it's a good practice for keeping your sinuses healthy, and not only your sinuses, but actually it goes, you know, straight into the limbic system of your brain. And these herbs infused into the oil, particularly the brahmi, are media resinas, which means they affect the brain. They're rejuvenating to memory and concentration. And this time of year is a great year to take some triphala. That is a traditional formula, triphala, three fruits. It's a combination of amalaki, aka amla, haritaki, and bibitaki. So taking this usually at night, that's going to help support your agni and reduce your ama. It just helps you eliminate, helps you clear away what you ate in the day and helps your body to process and remove excess toxins and heaviness. Another thing you can do, especially in the times of excessive pollen in the air, when you're sinuses are at their worst and you're very congested, do an herbal nasal steam. So you just take a big pot, simmer some water, add some sinus clearing herbs or essential oils, a few drops of eucalyptus or camphor, white thyme, or a combo, and then sit over the pot and just with a towel over your head, breathing deeply, eyes closed for a few minutes. Also, now is the time to boost your Agni through more exercise. Burn away the Ama through morning and evening brisk walks or jogging, kind of amping up your yoga practice. That's what I've been doing and teaching, bringing a little bit more fire to reduce that earth and water, that heaviness. Dancing, hiking, biking, martial arts, lifting weights, fitness classes, all these kinds of things that get us moving, warm things up, help us slough off that kapha heaviness we accumulated during winter. And finally, if you are able to breathe through both nostrils, you know, if your allergies are at their peak, this might not be possible, but if you've just done your nasal steam or something like that and things are clear, then you can actually clarify your nasal passages with some pranayama, some breath work practices. Nadi Shodhana is a very powerful one. It's the channel purifying breath. This is where you move the air from one nostril to the other, back and forth. Bastrika, bellows breath, is this deep, kind of intense inhale and exhale that helps clear the channels on both sides. And then another one is Kapalabhati breath, or skull shining breath, where you're pumping the abdomen back on your exhale. You can get more instructions for all these, and some videos are available on my website, lilyrussoyoga.com. So those are my tips for allergy season. That's from an Ayurvedic perspective. There are also, you know, a modern practice, which I am a believer in, is immunotherapy, a kind of homeopathic practice of introducing the allergens in small amounts. You can find this kind of product at natural food stores, for example. So that's another way to build your body's capacity to handle the allergens. And just remember, all of these suggestions are, you know, they can be sometimes really good for an individual. And for some individuals, they're not always right. So it's always important to approach this from a, you know, personal perspective and understanding of you as an individual. So if you do get seasonal allergies, or if you're wanting to do an Ayurvedic cleanse, or you have digestive issues and you really want to support yourself in natural, holistic ways, reach out. Let's do an Ayurvedic wellness consult. I offer these online or locally. I have my practice in Mancos, Colorado. So you can find links to work with me in the show notes. And again, that Spring Radiance Retreat, Women's Retreat, is coming up in May. We've got a few spots left. This is where we'll be teaching about Ayurveda, Ayurvedic cleansing practices. We'll be doing some cooking classes. We'll be practicing yoga outside in the mornings. We'll be hiking. We'll be visiting swimming holes in the afternoon. It's an intimate, small size retreat, and we're looking for a few more women. So check that out at awakenedheart.org. And I hope to connect with you soon. Reach out if this meant something to you, if you have questions, or, you know, just I'd love to hear from you. Thanks so much for listening, and happy spring.